January 26, 2023. It's a Walk for Pedro show.
Thank you. Thank you.
for Pedro show. Happy Thursday. Start off the show with just you, just me. This is John Coltrane with Hank Mobley, Zoot Sims, and Al Conn. Four tenor players. Then we had Liquid Pennies and their brand new recording. It's an EP, right? This is called The Current. And because of those software engineers in Estonia with their Skype invention, I got with me once again, I think the third time, Liquid Pennies.
Third time.
That's us. Trifecta. Yep. Three of us, three appearances so far. We'd love to keep coming back, though.
Well, I think the first time was a different lineup.
It was, yeah.
Correct.
Yeah,
different drummer at that time.
Right.
We had Zoe here hanging out
true.
With us. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But that's all right. The only thing that stays the same is change.
Exactly.
So, please talk. This is an EP. Let's talk about it.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Enlighten me.
Yeah. So, you know, it's kind of funny because we were, the last time we spoke to you, we were in the midst of tracking our initial rhythm tracks in the studio there in Tampa.
I think this was back in
September.
I think it was September. Mike Baghetta, the guitar and band leader of MSV, a project I'm associated with, he just moved to Gainesville, and that's why I got that on my fucking
mind. Gotcha. It's very close by.
Go Gators. I know where. Well, it's like in the armpit. It ain't by the water. At least St. Pete's got a little bay there and shit.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, but all the towns are great, man. I don't dislike any place. But that's why I was thinking that. So, okay. Back to your story there. You're tracking in Tampa when we talked last.
Yeah. Four songs with a famed producer, Ryan Bosch, a friend of ours who's worked on a lot of stuff over the years. He's had a pretty big hand in a lot of big bands, you know, everybody from Foo Fighters, the Melvins, done stuff with, like, I don't know, Andrew W.K. and Norma Jean, and he was talking about, the other day I was over there, he was talking about, he was recording some, Henry Rollins' like, spoken word stuff, and some of his stuff he did with the Flaming Lips, so just, but, you know, just very, he kind of came back to this area and decided to kind of do his own thing with opening up his own studio. And he'd been to some of our shows and knew some cats that we were playing shows with as well, recorded a band that we know called the Pilot Waves, and we really dug the way that sounded too. And so, yeah, we kind of just got to talking to him and just it vibed really well, and we kind of just passed over the reins on this one, which is kind of a the first time we've really done this where we've kind of allowed somebody else to record us and mix it. He mastered the whole thing too and really did a phenomenal job. Yeah, we're pretty happy with the results. It's I feel like the most clear and it represents us very well and we didn't really have to go with too many bells and whistles on this. It's kind of just the real, like, core of how we sound, and we didn't really go overboard with, you know, guest musicians or doing as many trippy effects and doing, you know, just kind of making it sound akin to how we sound live more than anything, which I think is a really cool thing. So the music, these songs kind of speak for themselves.
Let's talk about the songs. What about this fucking current?
Yeah, the current, so we...
you know, people get confused, right? They think the Gulf Stream, it's actually this thing that comes out of the Gulf of Mexico and goes up the coast of Florida, right?
Yeah, Gulf Stream's all on the Atlantic coast, though.
That's right. Well, it starts in the Gulf of Mexico, goes up the coast of Florida, then all across the eastern seaboard.
Across
it actually ends up, it ends up over there in Europe and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So, are you talking about that, Kurt?
I mean,
because you guys are on the west. You're on the west kind of, side of the state.
Yeah.
So you're actually in the Gulf.
Just kind of a like a continuum, the current and the present time.
You know where people really fuck up. They fuck up the Gulf Stream with the jet stream. It's actually up in the sky, right? It's like,
yeah,
it's nothing to do with water. Well, it's just with water. I mean, rain and shit like that, but it's not an ocean current. Yeah. Okay, so back to your song, The Current.
Yeah, so, you know, this is kind of like we kind of came up with that song from just kind of improvising and jamming and recording the jams and kind of listening back and kind of like pulling out different parts from it and kind of forming it. So it's very much like something that we kind of wrote as a unit, and it wasn't as much of a thing where, you know, the song's already, you know, I've kind of...
Hey, guys, here's my song. Yeah, somebody brings in a tune.
Exactly, yeah. So, yeah, and definitely, like, trying to do something a little bit more, like funky and angular, and I think when we initially started jamming the song, Christian was messing around with some roto-toms, which we kind of delved away from those.
Scrapped that, so we didn't have to pull it into live mix. But yeah, it starts kind of jazzy and funky, gets kind of sludgy out of nowhere.
Just kind of doing some of the heavier, like, hot, windy, kind of, like, heavy, you know, sludgy kind of stuff. And, you know, yeah, so kind of just trying to bridge some different sounds together that feel like we don't hear as much, you know, kind of keeping people on their toes as much as we can. So.
Well, here's another one, Discretion.
Yeah.
Next tune is all about the serious side of drug addiction and a life destroyed on the streets of a big city in the Midwest. It's a little ballad that was one of Lead Belly. No, it wasn't Lead Belly. It was Sam Cooke. No, it was. Anyway, it's just. It's this real nice, sleazy kind of song that I know some of you will appreciate a lot. This song is called The Immortal Clock on the Old Wall Has No Hands. For those of you that are writing that down, that's no hands. And what? Too much crank. Heard of worse problems. Now you look in good shape, though. You know, really. 31 grams of crank and still kicking. Incredible. Well, this song goes out to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Watt for Pedro show. That chunk of music started off with Liquid Pennies doing Discretion from their new EP. After that, we had Diane Marie Kloba from her new album. Find a Road In, this is the title track. Then Surplus 1980, this is with G.W. Soak. I don't know if you know who he is, but he sang for many years with a Dutch band called The X. Great band. It goes back to Minuteman days, right? And we're talking early 80s. There might have been The X in Holland. In Canada, there was No Means No.
Oh, yeah.
Texas had Big Boys. And then here in SoCal, we had Minuteman. They're kind of all inspired in a way, I think, by pop group.
Mm-hmm.
Trippy. Then we had brand new from the Party Nerves. What? Whose blood is this? Oh, yeah, I forgot to say the title of that Surplus 1980s tune. It's Kremlin Gremlin, a dull fiddler. And I think it's a benefit. So go to the band Surplus 1980 Bandcamp site, and maybe you can help a good cause. I think it has something to do with this fucking war. It's almost a year old now. Criminy.
Wow, year next month.
Yeah, it's coming. Clock with No Hands. Now, this is an older tune. This is the Sonics Rendezvous Band. This was Scotty and Fred Smith from MC5, right? Scott Morgan singing. I think Jerry Rasmussen on the bass. Yeah, some Ann Arbor stuff. And Clock with No Hands live. It's really good. Yeah, it's amazing that this band only put out one single. Slang City or something? City Slang, that's it. They should have done that. Fred didn't want to record. That's what Scotty told me. Good band, though. And then we had Agriculture with Salt. That's new. Laura Steinberg and Heather Locke doing Hairs on the Mountain. Now, this is hair like a cousin to a rabbit. H-A-R-E. You know the difference between a hare and a rabbit, right?
No.
Between a hare and a rabbit, I do not. I thought it was just another name for a rabbit.
No, they're different. The babies, the rabbits in the ground, hares above. Usually hares are bigger, too. That's why the jack... Actually, the jackrabbit, we had him here at the dairy. When I came here from Virginia... There was actually a dairy next to the Navy House in Pedro. I was smelling cow shit only for the first week. But we had these jackrabbits, and a jackrabbit is really a hare. And the funniest fucking thing about these cats, you know, if you come, they don't run until you come right on them, right? They're hiding there all nervous. But if you just wait, they'll make a big fucking loop and come right back around. Yeah. Kind of stupid. Okay, but they're a beautiful piece of life, like anything else. But that's the difference. You know, there's cousins, right? Tortoise, turtle, frog, toad, you know, hare, rabbit, stuff like that. Okay, finally, Tony Arnold, Max Murray with Circe and Medea. So, enlighten us to fucking Discretion.
Yeah, so that, I want to say that's maybe... From these, the set of songs, the first one we kind of got to work on. And it's kind of a conglomeration of a few different little ideas for songs that I'd been kind of messing around with. And in fact, I remember, like, I think Dylan Weed kind of done a little demo of, like, a portion of the song about 4 or 5 years ago. And then during.
So what we're saying is. Completely different than the current, where that one was improvised by you three guys in real time in the moment. This, you actually brought the stuff back from the archive. Actually, it was never really realized, right? It was just a demo.
Correct. Right, yeah.
So when you bring in Christian in, the third new member, it redefines it, right?
Sure, without a doubt. Yeah. And it. You know, the beginning part of it was all maybe kind of that from that initial idea, but yeah, and then the kind of outro, kind of spaced out, kind of prettier part at the end was something that I'd been kind of messing around with on the acoustic guitar. It was kind of a different song. I kind of you know, Frankenstein the ideas together, and then, yeah, bringing Christian in on drums, just the real, like, kind of more, like,
you know, Frankenstein, do you remember the song? Edgar Winter Group? It was on AM radio with a drum solo and shit. But it's called Frankenstein because it was actually 45 minutes, and they just chopped it all up into a little 2-minute AM radio version.
Oh, yeah.
I think it went like this. It went like this.
Yeah.
Look, we're at the end of the first hour. January 26, 2023 edition of the Wap from Pedro Show with special guests, Liquid Panties. Hold tight for hour two. January 26, 2023. It's the second hour of the Wap from Pedro Show.
got that sinking feeling down, down where it all goes. A place so dark nothing can grow. A little violin plays for you. Fingers touch humor and sin. Make it a holiday for the moment that you got a clue that is my gift to you. Cause I'm one no longer I've given all I have to give. You hear me set these intentions daily. Let them see just how beautiful you used to be.
For Pedro Show, we start off the second hour with Liquid Pennies doing Vegetables. Then the Almighty Op with Let Them See. Spencer Pepit after that with Score 43. And then Matt Nelson, stand-up bassman in Knoxville, Tennessee. Can really play. This guy's beautiful. He's been on the show. Live at the Pilot Light. Great pad. You guys should play the Pilot Light in Knoxville. You dig it.
Sounds like fun.
Anyway, live at the Pilot Light, part three. We've already played part one and two, so there's part three for the three. Now, enlighten us to this Vegetables.
Well, the song's actually called Vestibules, but it's funny because when Chaz first came up with the name for the song, I would mistakenly call it Vegetables at many practices. And then it was kind of a little joke and stuff.
So it's become an inside joke over time that you just fed into. Thank you.
Firehose had this song that Edward wrote called Blaze. And that lasted about 5 minutes because Georgie wanted to call it Glaze. You know where that goes to, right? Swim. Yeah, right? Thought I was a donut. You tried to glaze me. Okay. Those things happen with bands because we got internal shorthand. Because we become our own little unit, our own little family. So we communicate with each other different than outside the unit. So that's okay to have jokes like that, I think. I think it's way okay. So anyway, back to the tune.
Yeah, one of our mellower tracks. It really just kind of has a more flowy, laid-back vibe to it until about two-thirds of the way when it really kicks in heavy. Bridge kind of picks up, you know, the energy a lot, and then dips right back into it. So, I don't know, dynamically,
please let me know how it came together. Was it like the current trip where you just collab on a jam, or is it like the fucking Discretion trip where you bring in something from old Liquid Penny days and redefine it with Christian?
Yeah, I think it's kind of a... It's a little bit of both. The beginning part was a little thing that I just kind of was hanging out on the beach on a, like,
classical guitar and kind of feeling that classical vibe.
Guitar, you mean like Spanish nylon string?
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of my like travel.
No, D. Boone loved playing those. Well, we had a cat named Roy Mendez Lopez who lived in his car, you know, when we were like 13, 14, and he showed D. Boone how to play flamenco on it.
Oh, wow, yeah. Yeah, that's cool. That makes a lot of sense. You can hear that come out in D. Boone's style.
Mm-hmm. There's a
song, just that fast, trebly strumming.
Well, there's
you
a
know,
song,
flamenco makes
there's
sense.
There's a song early on Double Nickels on the Dime called Cohesion where he plays
nylon
string, Spanish guitar by himself.
Yeah. And it's a beautiful piece.
Well,
D. Boone's
it's kind of like La Linda, an old flamenco piece, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, and I love, like, Paco de Lucia and a lot of that stuff. But I like the classical guitar, too, because it doesn't ring out as much.
Yeah, classical from Spain is more like Andre Segovia.
Mm-hmm.
The
U.S. guy
who was kind of his protege was Christopher Parkinney.
Ooh,
so I don't know how deep you're in. Anyway, you were on the beach with your guitar and just strumming.
Yeah. So just kind of, like, doing that, and it's kind of been a thing, getting more into, kind of more jazzy territory and textural stuff, and then kind of juxtaposing that with, some of the more heavy stuff. The initial, like, beginning part was kind of something recent and some of the other stuff is just kind of stuff that I've had, just riffs and stuff that it just kind of melded together pretty well
I learned how the title got mistaken, but how did the title get created? What's the connect to the music?
I think it's just being in between like a structure and kind of seeing the structure and things that happen kind of, within those things and can kind of intertwine through it, and having kind of like a set, these like, structural, things that you're able to kind of like set in place, but also kind of wind through Yeah, and that's where I think, this song is
maybe not just structure, but what about perspective?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Maybe just looking at things from
Right. Different
from an outside.
Right.
Yeah.
Try to be more like a objective versus a subjective kind of thing, which you can, but you can try, right? The forest for the trees kind of trip.
Right. Yeah. You can't really grasp it completely. So,
grabbing at that stuff how do you talk about yourself and have a distance enough to get that, what we're talking about, perspective? Maybe you got to find that vegetable somewhere.
Yeah.
No, but
the
titles, I remember we talked about this before, the titles that come after, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for
the most part. I mean, I think this one, it was one of the lyrics to the song as I was writing it. So I think a lot of the time I'll come up with a title that isn't even a lyric in the song at all, but this is something I think just kind of fit the whole vibe of what the song is trying to convey. So
I remember that first Killing Joke record, you knew what the fucking name of the song was because in the chorus that's what the guy sings four times.
Right, yeah, exactly. That's pretty
like, I want to play some more music. This ain't you guys. We're light on Liquid Penny's music this edition, people. That's because they only made an EP, but we'll get into that. Que va con América, Maru, mi amiga, amigo, amigo, la idea. Mire, se está menos así, ya me dejó. Mi yo casi
We'll be right back. Dug this chalice from my family. Nothing's certain, yet I'm cheating. Dug this chalice from my family. Never stating or never touching. Christmas, dances, give back some red rose, there's no move. Ask those footballs, how we got the governor. This is the time that goes, Doug is counting, nothing ever goes. Doug is counting, is with my family. Food stamps for some cigarettes. Douglas County is for my family. Put a factory, put a family. Where the kids, where the chicken. Cause it's so black, so what they for. Many chains, all we got going on. Let's see the t-shirts without the stairs.
For Pedro Show, that chunk of music. That chunk of music. Got a lot of noise from Florida. Let me tell the people what's going on there, please. Little Cayete. It was Yao Bobby and Simon Grab with Bolefi. Probably French that I'm destroying. Pardon. Carl Stone after that out of Tokyo. Carl Stone, very important cat in Mike Watts' early music trip because he had a show on KPFK. Pacifica station here in SoCal,
90.6
FM. And be on Friday night, called Imaginary Landscape. It was named after a John Cage composition. And he would play some whack shit. Martin Sabotnik. Yeah, Carl Heinz Stockhausen.
Wow.
Mr. Feldman. Wendy Carlos. You know, all kinds of... Hat Hoot Records, Deutsche Grammophon, you know, all this crazy. Well, crazy to me because I only knew arena rock. Those were the only – I didn't even know about club music.
So like mid-70s we're talking?
Yeah, well, I'm 13 in 1970, and that's when I saw my first gig, 14, T-Rex. So we're talking about 74, and then I started going to punk gigs in 77.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about those 3-4 years, like junior high school.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, maybe you're right, mid-70s. Anyway, Carl Stone now, he's a teacher in University in Tokyo, and he's still making music, though. It's beautiful.
Awesome.
That's a tune called Sumiya. I know Ya means a shop. So maybe they sell sumis. Chip Kimmett. With Golden Robot, Chip Kimmett now is doing like electronic music. Now, he was the guitar player for the Dills. Dills had a huge effect on Minutemen. They had a song their first record was called You're Not Blank, So Baby, We're Through. They're in that Cheech and Chong movie, Up in Smoke, but they're just fucking tuning up. It's fucked up. Derek Moneypenny after that. Derek Moneypenny is going to be, he's living out in Joshua Tree now these days. And he's going to be on the show Saturday, guitar man. Mike Molnar, you can hear him work his acoustic guitar there. Luke Aaron with Alcohol, Turn and Fall. You know about that, right? Derek Moneypenny's tune is, that's such a bit. Sounds like James Bond, right? Moneypenny. And Goldfinger, right?
Oh, that's totally a villain name.
Yeah, and Goldfinger, right? I think one of the, she switches sides, right? He would bone ladies and get them to come to his side. And something like that. Maybe Moneypenny or some shit like that. And then Luke, I got to ask about that Saturday. Luke Aaron with Barbed and Seated. That's interesting, Tyler. And then Lum and the Texas Home Wreckers. God, there's a lot of fucking noise, guys. Lum and the Texas Home Wreckers with Douglas County, You Fuck My Family. Now, I think this guy's originally from Portland, Oregon, but he lives in Fukuoka, which is in Kyushu, Japan. So, look, of course, instrumentals titles are really important, right? Because that's the only thing, I don't know, literal that people can key on. But what about the lyrics? Do you write them on demand, Chaz? Like, wow, we need lyrics for this song. Or do you have a trove? Do you have some kind of, like, reservoir, spiel and shit that you can draw upon?
I think a lot of the time for me, I'll come up with a melody before I come up with lyrics, for the most part. And then as I'm kind of, like, you know, we'll be practicing songs and I'll just kind of improvise different words and stuff. And then eventually I'll sit down
so
again.
You're writing them to the piece. You're writing them to the piece. Okay. Because yeah, I know exactly. Other cats who have like notebooks and shit. And like if they need words, it could be something like 30 years old. They'll bring it back.
Yeah. Just look, squeeze it in there. Yeah.
Or change the song to fit those fucking words. Because he wants to get a, or she wants to get them heard. Look, we're at the end of the second hour, January 26, 2023, Dish Wap Pedro's special guest, Liquid Pennies, Hold Tight for Hour 3. January 26, 2023, it's the third hour of the Wap from Pedro Show.
Thank you.
Show. We start off the third hour with In and Ebb, Liquid Pennies, then Horolunga with Viren, 5 and 6, and finally, from Spain, Hidden Forces Trio with Raul Catizano. Hold my coffee. Not too much Espanol there, right? That's all right. I had him on the show. Beautiful man. Actually, he made an album here in SoCal. That's an interesting show. You guys should listen to his trip. But Marco Serrato is bass man. He's been, we're going to play some music next, but Orthodox. Sevilla. I'll tell you about Sevilla in Spain. Seville, right? We'd say.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Stooges were there. We're going to play Canary Islands. Fucking gig got scissors. So I'm 5-6 days there. They got a bunch of old-timey shit because all the money from the New World went there for 100 years before they opened Cadiz. It's more protected up this river, Navarre. Anyway. They got the fucking Alcazar there, right? And also, they used it to call the prayer, but got turned, and Reconquista got turned into a bell tower. I went up at 36. I thought it was going to be a buttload of stairs, but it was a ramp because the motherfucker used a horse. Another thing that happened, I saw some real fucking flamenco. This guy from Cordoba was a singer. They had a guitar man. They had this big kind of Moorish lady for the dancer, and no PA. This was 1 year old beers, cervezas, corrugated metal roof, in the old Jewish quarter of Sevilla. And man, I started crying. I couldn't believe this. This music was so intense, and I kept thinking of D-Boone. I wish D-Boone could have saw it, just total the earthy thing, The guy with his palms pointed this, kind of like their version of blues. Enlighten us about this internet. So.
Oh man, compared to that, now I feel like it tames in comparison. Yeah, some amazing.
Well, that's it. Look, you guys recording, you guys creating, you guys, that's an experience. And me being in Sevilla to experience that's an experience. Mm-hmm. So it's a level playing field.
For sure. And this song's kind of an experience in its own right. Definitely a slow burn, but a great outro track. It just kind of builds and builds and builds, and it kind of builds in like three different sections. I would say there's parts where it like builds and then it'll just drop to like a jazz guitar line and start to slowly build back up. Mm-hmm. It's also the first time we've kind of ventured into other time signatures towards like the third section of the song. We're dropping into 3/4 and just to give it a little bit of a different swing through that outro part, kind of pull your ear in a different direction than we have the rest of the album, I guess.
Well, I want to ask the origin thing. Is it more like a fucking The Current? Or, which was like something improv collab? Or was it more like Discretion, where you brought something from oldie time to be redefined?
I'd say it's, what was it? I mean, I think I kind of had some like initial like riffs for it. And
I think it was like a half-baked idea on your end. I think Chaz kind of had some parts. And, some ideas towards it, and we just kind of fleshed it out over time. At least that's how that one felt and went.
Well, whose idea was the different fucking time sigs?
I mean, that outro part is something that I've, again, I I think I came up with that on a classical guitar a long time ago, funnily enough. Yeah, like when I lived in San Diego.
I'll tell you a pop song that's got a weird time. Money by Pink Floyd.
Yeah, 5/4, right?
Yeah. I mean, obviously the Dave Brubeck Take Five thing, right?
Jazz song
from the 60s. But the Pink Floyd thing, and it sounds like they just cut it short, right? Right? It's like they almost did a hard edit with the razor blade and some editing. But different time things. I mean, it could be fucking difficult, you know, especially to get a feel. Like, for example, I love Cap'n Beefheart, but man, is that shit hard to play.
And it's like some of it sounds like almost chaotic, but then you listen to it a few times and you hear people play it live and you're like, no, this is completely intentional and works. We're so, I think, conditioned to listen to a 4/4 time signature, at least in Western music that,
dude, it was heavy in the jazz scene in bebop. When John Coltrane brought in that 3/4, well, actually it was a cover of fucking Rodgers and Hammerstein cornball ass waltz, but that was really fucking shaking up the apple cart, man. It was like, what? Yeah, that turned me on.
Yeah.
Let me play the last bunch of music for this edition. God, there's some
fucking noise.
There's some fucking noise, guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
Walk for Pedro show. Last music for this edition, Orthodox, Marco Serrano's band, Sevilla, Spain. Andalusia part, huh? Past Seers. Then we had Noisuka, SoCal Cat Pete. Indebted, Insured, Man Considered, Mortgage. That's a title. Niagara, or the guys in El Sonido de Maranayo I play with, Niagara. Tell them, Mike, Niagara. Yeah. Tribunal. live at Chicago's Experimental Sound Studios Option Night. This is an excerpt from Nick Macri, great bassman. Usually stand-up, but he's playing a Fender Jazz here. Dan Bitney and Steve Marquette. Finally, Headboggle with romantic organ music. Self-explanatory title. Actually, Headboggle, man in charge of that, Derek, he's got another prod he's had me collab on. I'm doing some tunes right when I get finished with you. I got some more bass. And I'm using flat wounds.
Oh, yeah.
Their trip. But I use these low tension ones from LaBella because the other ones were like fucking pipe. So what is next for the Liquid Pennies? Are you going to tour this EP?
Yeah, that's the plan. We're actually we're hitting the road on February 10th. We're starting out in Miami for the International Noise Conference, and then we're going to Atlanta.
Can I ask? I'm sorry to interrupt, but can I ask if Rat Bastard's part of that?
Ooh, I hope so.
Because he's a good friend of Brother Steve McKay, the sax man for the Stooges. And also another guy I lost that I recorded with, Tom Smith. Like To Live and Die in L.A. or Live and Shave, I think. Yeah, the movie was called that. He called his band To Live and Shave in L.A. or something.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Cancer killed him really quick.
Yeah, I know last year Thurston Moore was there at the Noise Conference. We're not really sure. Like, there's multiple, I think, stages and stuff, and we're coming up with some more, like, kind of outside the box, kind of improv stuff that we're going to play. We only get a 15-minute set.
Well,
so
you know, Thurston
kind of
was in Florida last year writing his book. So
it
might have been coinciding. He's always had a Florida connection too.
Interesting. Might have been around that same time. We're starting that down there in Miami, and then we're going up to Atlanta, and then Asheville, New York, Asbury Park, Philly, and then back to Asheville, and then coming back down here. So it's our first real outside the state tour that we've done. So we're pretty excited about
it. And is there a website people can go to check up on tour diaries or whatever the fuck?
We're really active on Instagram.
Corporate.
That's kind of where the bulk of our posting's been going recently.
It's like me stapling fires to an AT&T telephone pole. Those motherfuckers do not maintain their fucking line. Remember last time
though,
when it rained, the line went down so many times. Yeah.
Yeah, we do the physical flyers. I mean, we still do that. And honestly,
I was
using
a metaphor there.
Yeah,
that's what it was for. But one day you're gonna want your own fucking website, because that's like having your own fans and you got no corporate middleman.
Yeah.
But instant hand, fake look, shitter, all of it. Do it. Get the word out, people. Go see Liquid Pennies. I do one day when they get out west. One day they're gonna tour out here. I know.
They're coming.
Oh yeah,
Mike, you set up a show and we'll come out.
Pedro at the Sardine. We got a club now. No, we got a club here in Pedro now. Todd Conch from Recess Records, Toys That Kill, is here in Pedro.
Toys That Kill, okay.
Yeah, it used to be called 5-Year Plan, Recess Records. I got a project with him called the Jumpstart Plowlights. I wrote him 40 songs, him on guitar and singing. He's putting it to them. A different drummer for each tune, 40 different drummers.
Huh?
We're making five 8-song, 12-inch EPs. The second one is almost done. But anyway, there's a gig waiting for you here in Pedro. You just got to get some gigs in between St. Pete there. Actually, Pedro is Pete in Spanish. We're almost sister cities, huh? We're sister cities. Okay, so we got
to
make it happen. Until it does, please bring me any and all new Liquid Penny music, please. It's been an honor to have you. Good luck on that tour. Safe seas keep the keel in the water. People, it's been the January 26, 2023 edition of Wofford Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.